A state panel is examining whether workers whose income is supplemented by tips should receive an increase in the minimum wage. The wage board, appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, has held hearings and will make a decision early next year. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Waiters, pizza deliverers, and other tipped workers earn a significantly lower wage than the rest of the workforce. While the state's regular minimum wage is $8 an hour, increasing to $8.75 on December 31st, tipped workers are paid just $5 an hour. That's because it's assumed that they will make at least $3 an hour in tips. In fact, those tips are counted in calculations employers make about their earnings. Advocates for raising the minimum wage for tipped workers say that logic actually subverts the whole etiquette of tips in our society. Rob Smith with Interfaith Impact joined in a small demonstration outside Governor Cuomo's office.
What outrages me about it is that until I started looking at this, I hadn't realized that the tips I've been giving since I was 10 years old, which means 60 years I've been tipping. And for 60 years, I thought it was a kindness. I thought it was a benevolence. I thought it was a charity. And it turns out that it is not, a charitable contribution, that in fact the state has twisted and perverted what should be a charity into a hidden tax.
Smith, along with others, testified at the final hearing of the wage board. Emily McNeil with the New York Labor Religion Coalition says at a time when state lawmakers who earn a base pay of $79,500 a year are considering pay raises for themselves, the state's lowest paid workers should also get a break.
Before legislators receive any raise, New York's lowest paid workers desperately need a raise. And maybe first among them is tipped workers who are twice as likely to live in poverty as the rest of the workforce, in large part because of the system where they can be paid a much smaller minimum wage that is supposed to be brought up to the full minimum wage with tips, but the numbers show that that doesn't always happen.
McNeil says all kinds of factors, including a snowstorm, can lead to a slow night at a restaurant and significantly diminish a worker's earnings. Melissa Fleischett is with the New York State Restaurant Association. It represents independent restaurant owners. She says many owners and many employees are happy with the way things are. She says if restaurants have to pay a higher minimum wage, there could be reduced hours for employees and even layoffs.
The advocates are calling for a complete elimination of the tip credit, which would be a $3 an hour increase per tipped employee. So there's no way to absorb that kind of an increase. Menu prices cannot be increased that way. Menu prices already are very volatile in the fact that your customer base does not have to go out to eat. They can stay home, and they vote to do so when prices get too high.
Fleischett says many restaurant employees make far more than the minimum wage on the majority of days that they work. She says the average tipped worker earning is $11, and at her members' restaurants, the rate is more commonly $15 to $20 an hour. Fleischett says the restaurant industry continues to struggle since the 2008 recession.
The average holiday party for a company is down. That companies are having fewer holiday parties this year than they did last year. So that obviously impacts the restaurant industry.
Cuomo has faced pressure from the left in his party to further increase the state's minimum wage for non-tipped workers as well as tipped workers. A gradual set of increases will raise the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour by the end of 2015. The governor has said he's for a bigger increase, but the measure has stalled in the state Senate. Under the rules of the wage board, Cuomo does not need permission from the legislature to increase the wages for tip workers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.